This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of those things Missouri senators were unable to complete this year.
We might try to figure out some way to get everybody involved.
Then, of course, that wouldn't be something that would necessarily be a good thing.
Each year, it becomes a normal theme. For all of the subjects the Missouri Senate was able to address, there is usually an equal or greater number they ran out of time to tackle before the end of the regular session. In 2017, one of the biggest issues was Missouri's prevailing wage. Lawmakers have been trying to address an equitable approach to the prevailing wage for several years now with no success. Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard of Joplin says there's no single solution.
I don't believe we had a consensus on what it was going to be. About a third felt we ought to repeal it. About a third didn't know what to do, and about a third thought there ought to be some middle ground.
Speaking after the regular legislative session concluded on May 12th, Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors said prevailing wage was meant to be discussed on the Missouri Senate floor that day.
We were negotiating on prevailing wage up until about 11 o'clock last night, and they didn't break off. We just went home and went to bed. We have these issues hanging over our head. There were viable solutions, and they were being talked about, but all of us were doing too little, too late to resolve these issues.
Another factor in how things went this past year is a growing scrutiny of what is contained in any particular bill. While this does mean cleaner bills move through the process, it also means more legislation is now introduced. Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City says 545 bills were introduced last session.
The calendar was big. There was aggressive. There was a lot of issues out there, but many of the things that we wanted to get done, I think, ended up getting done. And, you know, you don't always get what you want. You try to work through the best you can. The Senate's made to go slow. We went slow.
For many lawmakers, House Committee Bill 3 was a priority for 2017. While the measure managed to receive final passage on the last day of session, it was met by a veto from the executive branch. The proposal was aimed at in-home care for certain Missourians. Missouri Senate Assistant Minority Floor Leader Shalon Kiki Curls of Kansas City says the effect of the governor's veto still needs to be addressed.
I think the real notion for HCB3 was really just to make sure that services were provided to seniors and the disabled. Our mission all along was to make sure that those services would have the opportunity to be delivered.
So far, more than 230 measures have been pre-filed for the upcoming legislative session, and you can expect many of these to mirror what has been introduced for any number of years prior. The second regular session of the 99th General Assembly will start on January 3rd. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.